This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Hundreds of teachers, parents, and students rallied outside Douglas County Schools headquarters today against recent actions by the school board's new conservative majority, from changing the equity policy to putting pressure on the superintendent to resign.
What kicks it off for us is Corey Wise being forced to resign or leave. That is not honest. It is not decent. There's no democracy. There's no justice involved. It is unfair.
Stephanie Brink teaches at Soaring Hark Elementary School. More than 1,500 teachers called in absent today, forcing the district to close schools. UC Health plans to address staffing shortages by funding educational opportunities. CPR's John Daly reports.
On a UC Health employee's first day, they're eligible for the Ascend Career Program, which will cover 100% of tuition for select clinical programs, high school diplomas, and English learning. David Maffey is UC Health's chief diversity officer.
The old adage was that you went to college so that you could get a good job. We're turning that on its head and saying, come work for UC Health so that you can get an education.
I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Former Denver Broncos GM John Elway says comments by Brian Flores are false because he was given the same consideration as every head coaching candidate in 2019. Elway was responding to a federal lawsuit filed by Flores alleging racial discrimination in hiring. Below zero again tonight for the Front Range. This is CPR News.